Early June is the time of year we should be seeing the monarch butterfly fluttering about our flowers and plants in central and western New York. But as WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, scientists are worried that a sharp decline in the population of the iconic insect could cut back local monarch sightings dramatically or end them altogether.
When you think about it, the migration of the monarch butterfly is pretty amazing.
Here you've got an insect that weighs as much as a paperclip, and it can fly 2,500 miles. That's remarkable.
But Ernest Williams, a biology professor at Hamilton College, says that trek from central Mexico, where the butterflies spend the winter, to their summer sojourn up north is in danger. A decline in the winter monarch population has been well documented.
About 1994, there were about 50 acres of concentrated butterflies in the overwintering grounds in Mexico. This past winter, it was less than 1.5.
William says logging in Mexico is diminishing the forest that keeps them warm. But that's not the only issue here. To understand the migration, you have to follow milkweed, the favorite food of the monarch. William says the expansion of genetically modified crops in the Midwest and the herbicide used in their management has taken away many of the plants that provide sustenance to butterflies and their larvae. Ultimately, that means fewer of the orange and black butterflies will make it up to western and central New York.
Last summer, people all across the state were talking about not seeing monarchs. In fact, here I'm somebody who works with monarchs. The first monarch I saw was in October.
So what can be done? Enter Nature Conservancy of Western and Central New York. Director Jim Howe says they've worked to create safe habitats for butterflies in areas like the Rhone Sand Plains. And it's something homeowners can also help with.
People can also build a butterfly garden in their yard. I mean, there's lots of lists. You could go online and see what are the plants that you should put in the ground for butterflies. We talked about butterfly weed and milkweed, but there's also bee balm, pretty really attractive flowers that people will like.
In the end, William says monarchs won't die out, but their remarkable cross-country journey is in danger. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.